BB Shane just said he's going to see comedian Louis C.K. this weekend. Now, he's the guy that got sort of canceled there for a while.
Sort of canceled, kind of went underground for like a year or two, but now he's back doing stuff.
Very funny.
He's my favorite comedian ever.
Really?
Of all time.
He is
funny.
He is. His offstage antics, I wouldn't say antics, his offstage behavior could be described as reprehensible.
I'm a little surprised he came back from that.
You know, I am too.
He pleasured himself in front of other comedians, female comedians, I believe. Isn't that what he did?
Yeah.
Was accused of doing. I think he did.
Yeah. I don't think he does that on stage, though.
No, that doesn't play anymore.
Well, report back to us.
He may. You never know. He may surprise me.
Have you seen him before?
Never seen him. It's my first time.
He is very, very funny. Now, that's something. Not only, it's not like he just said something in his act. He was doing something in front
of
him.
Well, you know, if you listen to his act and then you heard what happened, most people are like, oh, that's not surprising. But still, you shouldn't do that, obviously.
Right.
I kind of consider myself a fan of stand-up comedy. I've always enjoyed watching comedians perform of all different stripes. Mm-hmm. And I was a fan of Louis C.K.'s comedy. And I'm a little surprised that he cranked it in front of other female comedians, some who I guess he could have helped or their careers succeed or not.
I mean, as a human being,
what clues on stage did he have?
I've watched his show a lot, and just the constant talk about beating it in general.
Oh, he said
it really
that.
Didn't surprise me that that's something that he likes to do around women.
Women.
But you're talking about his show, the sitcom,
and even in his stand-up.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I mean, he's constantly talking about beating. He has a famous bit about the first time he ever beat it, he farted over and over again.
But you can have stand-up.
Again, yes.
Again, it's like...
that's your act.
You know, and like Hannibal Lecter, that actor, didn't actually eat people. You know that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I totally agree, but at the same time, you know, as raunchy as he is, I really wasn't that surprised.
Really? But aren't you surprised he's back out, like, doing mainstream shows now?
Not really, no.
No.
I mean, he won a Grammy, like, a year after he got canceled for one of his stand-up specials.
But yet a Kevin Spacey... You know, doesn't get back. He can't sniff it again. It's like
Kevin Spacey. Louis C.K. has come out and apologized for it.
Oh, has he?
Kevin Spacey, I still think, is fighting whether or not he did it or not.
Well, my understanding is that Spacey's been cleared of all criminal charges
that
have been thrown
too,
against
true.
Him.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, but he has. I mean, so it's like, so.
He's not been convicted of a thing.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, then again, Kevin Spacey does have to rely on people to hire him. Louis C.K. does everything on his own.
But doesn't
he sells all of his own
but
like
he has
specials.
To have, somebody's got to book him. I mean, a Coliseum
True.
Has
yeah.
to book him. I mean, tremendous talents, both.
When he first went back, and BB Shea, so you can certainly chime in, but I think when CK was first going back out after the incident, and he did apologize, as BB Shea said, there were plenty of protests.
That's right. Yeah.
I think those have probably largely gone away.
I think so, for the most part.
Well, time, you know. When you said Louis C.K., I was like, is that the guy who, you know, I think just casual fans kind of remember.
Smart, funny.
Very, very.
Weird habits.
Clearly.
Weird habits.
You know, something resonated, stuck with me yesterday from early in this show, as a matter of fact, right about this time. When you said Louis C.K. is your favorite stand-up comedian of all time, my favorite is Jerry Seinfeld, Jim Gaffigan, Nate Bargatze. And you always say, yeah, that's the vanilla ice cream of all comedians, you know. And yesterday, you said, what's my favorite Bob Dylan song? And I said, like a Rolling Stone. And you said, oh, yeah, well, that go
that
figure.
That tracks. Yeah, tracks. Yes.
Go figure. And then I said, well, wait a minute. Now, I also like The Times They Are Changing. You're like, oh, yeah, okay, right. And, well, on the way, I thought about that all day. I was gripping.
I'm not vanilla ice cream. Am I?
I was gripping my steering wheel so tight, my knuckles were white. I was like, I like Bob. I know what Bob Dylan. I know better.
As the hot air of your air conditioning blasted on you.
Yeah, just hot air was blowing at me.
Stupid air conditioner. BB Shea doesn't know what he's talking about.
No idea. And then I thought, what's my other favorite? I thought, you know what I should have said? Blowing in the wind. I also like blowing in the wind. Those are my three tops. Mm. Blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
And those other two that I mentioned. So there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when I said that Jim Gaffigan was one of my all-time favorite, you just, it's like you just
on,
hung
bro.
Your head. It's like, come on. on. Some white guy.
Yeah.
Some
clean. Doesn't cuss.
Seinfeld.
Talks about family.
Like all three of those.
Yeah, they're all clean.
All
white,
three
they don't
of those
cuss.
Are white. Clean cut, clean white guys who don't even cuss on stage.
Safe pick.
Safe comedy, yes. And in fact, people I talked to, somebody recently went to see Borghese in concert.
Red Rachel did.
Yes, Red Rachel. And she said, I like that he's clean. And I said, that's what I like about him too. We were.
It's weird that people, like I said, I love comedy in all shapes, sizes, forms, and colors. And Borghese, I think, is funny. I saw him about a year ago.
Yes.
Great show.
Yes.
But nine out of 10 of his fans will say, I like him because he's clean.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that doesn't matter to me. If you're funny, you're funny. I don't care.
Well, it's nice that I can take my 12-year-old. I took my 12-year-old to see Jerry Seinfeld and had no issues. You know, it was really nice. I couldn't
but
take
if you
him.
Were 12 and saw a comedian curse, it wouldn't change your life.
Well,
it doesn't make you a deviant.
I wouldn't take him to see
Eddie Murphy.
I would not have let my son.
But when you were 12, I bet you listened to Eddie Murphy tapes.
I saw Eddie Murphy, what's the really famous one?
Raw.
When I was about 12 or 13, my father turned the TV off. He heard it from his bedroom, came in there and turned the TV off. He's like, you can't watch that. I mean, not just cursing. It was a lot of.
But my point is, it didn't harm you.
Well, it didn't harm me, but still, I don't think you want. I mean, it probably had a R rating. You know, I'm sure it had
I'm sure it did.
17. I mean, I saw R rated movies when I was 12 or 13. That didn't harm me either. But I do like the fact that I would never buy a ticket for my son to see Eddie Murphy at age 12. But I did buy for Jerry Seinfeld, and that was nice. You know, it was nice to go in there. I knew I didn't have anything to worry about, and he got most of the humor, and it was really good. So, yeah, I just like clean,
vanilla,
non-cussing guys on stage. I used to love Bill Cosby. See where that got me?
Oh, yeah.
That's you know, I loved him. He's clean.
Yeah. Anything in his act tip you off?
I'm a big Bill Cosby fan now. Now I'm a big Bill Cosby fan. Before all that stuff, I never listened to him.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, I listen to him all the time now.
This is about people, I guess you couldn't say being canceled too, but Ellen DeGeneres, you know, she was known as like the nicest person in entertainment until it got out that she treated her staff poorly. And all of a sudden she was mean Ellen, and she didn't last very long after that. You know, now she's moved off to Europe. Adam Carolla just said on a podcast yesterday that all the times he was on that show, there was a terrible feeling in the air, and that the staff, you could tell, was cowering in fear of her, of Ellen DeGeneres, because she was so difficult to work with and made life so difficult on them. Just, I mean, I'm really surprised to hear that.
This was no surprise to me.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to be that guy. I knew Ellen DeGeneres was a piece of trash.
How could you say something?
She used
like
to
that?
Have a TV show called Ellen's Game of Games.
Yeah.
Where essentially she would torture people and laugh, and everybody thought it was the funniest thing. I'm like, this is not a good person right here.
But they would come on and enjoy
it. Yeah, because
that.
They're on TV. A lot of people do things just
They'd
to be
enjoy
on
that.
TV.
Carolla spoke with a former writer on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and he said, she's the worst person I've ever met. She is the worst person I've ever met, that the work environment was so toxic, it was almost impossible to be around. I'm stunned. I mean, she couldn't have been nicer on camera. Everybody said she was the nicest person. You know, they love...
Two people, I have a couple thoughts about this. Yeah. The two people in my lifetime, and B.B. Shea, you might be a little too young to remember this, have been called the nicest people on TV. One was Rosie O'Donnell. The other was Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
They both live in Europe. They both moved because we perceive them as mean. But they're women. I bet you could say the same thing about a Johnny Carson environment, a David Letterman show environment, and they're hard-nosed, they're perfectionists. Gary Shandling about the Larry Sanders show. I would imagine that they probably had some crosswords on that set. You don't cross the talent.
Probably. Well, this guy on the Carolla podcast said that if you ate meat like in the break room, she'd get mad at you because she was a vegan. So if you had like a ham sandwich, she'd come in and berate you.
To me, that sounds podcasting.
That's probably. It may have been over-the-top podcasting.
I think it's easier to demonize females.
It's probably true.
I really do. I think it's a double standard. Not to get all lib.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I think that's probably true. I've worked with people who men would be considered
hard-nosed perfectionists,
and women would be considered
harpies, bitches.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
Well, look at if I mean, I think it hurt. I think men hate Hillary Clinton because she had to be tough. You know, she had and she was disliked as a candidate, whereas her husband was liked well enough to win, you know, and they basically shared the same ideas. They're the same.
Politically, sure.
Politically, they had the exact same ideas.
But personality-wise,
different.
Night and day.
But same ideas politically. That's interesting. That's the first time I've ever thought of that. He wins easily two elections. She loses in a huge upset. Wow. First I've heard of that. First I've thought of that. That just popped out like that.
Thank you, BB Shay.
You're welcome.
You and your Chinese glasses. He's seeing clearly now.
Finally.
Through the $60 Chinese glasses.
Those Chinese glasses. They're really good. They're adding something for you in here today. Here's what I have in common with William Shatner. William Shatner is 94 years old, and reports are that he was doing anything and everything he can to live forever and have and beat all mortality. Sources say he has become obsessed with the idea of immortality. He's already looking into options, or has for years looked into options like cryogenic freezing of his body.
The whole thing?
The whole thing, or just his head, in order to, if he were to die, to come back and be revived at some point. That's like a Walt Disney thing. You know, Walt did, for years they said he froze his head so he could come back. He's looking at future resurrection should he die, but he's hoping not to die. He does everything so with health in mind.
You should reach out to him.
I love that about
him. I'm going to put words in your mouth. I'm not sure you're a giant fan of his work.
I
don't think you were a Trekkie.
I've never been a Trekkie, but I do. When I see him on interviews and stuff, I think he's really fun now. I heard he was hard to work with. You know, he was notoriously difficult to work with back when they were making Star Trek. He's also looking at, he's partnering with a company to create an AI-powered hologram of himself so he can stay relevant while he's frozen until they revive
him. Bro. Did you say stay relevant?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay. So
he can stay relevant.
Is that what you want?
Yes. Yes.
Live forever or at least stay relevant.
There's a guy, not nearly as well known as William Shatner, who is so interested in living to be 200 that he steals his 21-year-old son's blood while the son sleeps.
I can't remember his name, but he's super rich.
He measures his son's erect penis while the son sleeps.
Yeah, he puts a sleeve around that his son's peeing at night and measures the changes.
So that he can then monitor his own.
How am I doing, son?
Compare and contrast. That's real.
You're great, Dad.
That's real. And he's got his son's 21-year-old blood coursing
through him.
His veins. Chris, you want to comment on Ellen DeGeneres and other show hosts? Go ahead.
I was listening earlier, and I heard Ben say there may be a double standard, but I watched the interview with Carolla, and he says the same thing about Letterman.
Oh, he does.
Letterman set was the same as Ellen DeGeneres.
But isn't it interesting now that Ellen is perceived as horribly mean?
Yeah.
And a toxic work environment. And when you heard it about Letterman, I mean, I used to hear that too, that he was really demanding.
Yeah, his personality was not great.
I've heard guests say that during the breaks, like commercial break, he'd go cower in the corner.
They wouldn't speak.
Yeah, because he was always upset with his own performance. He was like, this is not good enough. This is not good enough. And yet he comes back and does shows on Netflix and that kind of thing.
He's
a
beloved grandfather figure now.
Versus Ellen, who, I mean,
And Dave was sleeping with staff.
He was. He was sleeping with staff. That's right. And remember, he got...
Before it was cool.
Yeah, he was. That's right. He's my favorite. Well, Johnny Carson.
One.
David Letterman.
1A.
It's hard to even separate. They're both so great.